Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Strong Mental Health. People with a strong physical constitution can tolerate extremes of hot and cold. People of strong mental health can handle anger, grief, joy, and the other emotions. Epictetus. So, what does Epictetus mean here by having strong mental health? Too often in the context of Stoicism, people think that handling your emotions means that you are cold and unfeeling and emotionally void, whereas nothing is further from the truth. What Epictetus is reminding us here is that all people have emotions, but the Stoics don't let their emotions control them. Emotions are the fuel that move us to action. When you feel excited about a new project you're working on, you're driven to action. When you feel fear, you're driven to protect yourself. When you feel compassion, you're driven to do acts of kindness. So why is handling your emotions such an important thing within Stoic philosophy? Because a big part of the suffering that happens in life is when we try to avoid handling negative emotions. Many of us can relate to trying to drown our sorrows in alcohol or trying to avoid negative feelings in other ways, such as drugs, TV, work, or some other kind of distraction. Many of us lash out in anger because we're trying to push away some negative emotion. When we apply Stoic principles to our feelings, we recognize that emotions are a result of the thoughts on the situation that we're in. We recognize that we have made a judgment on whether something is scary or sad or joyous or embarrassing. Outside of the survival level of sensing danger, most fear is generated by our own mind, by the meaning that we attach to something. And if these feelings are generated by our own mind, then we can take control of these emotions. We aren't afraid of them, but we learn how to manage them in a way that is beneficial to us, and in a way that we don't lose our self-control. I personally believe that your capacity to succeed in life is proportional to how well you handle your negative emotions. And as my favorite life coach, Brooke Castillo, always says, emotions are just vibrations in your body. And to me, I love how clear and simple that definition is, and how it makes you realize that that's all an emotion really is. And while negative emotions are not fun, and at the time it may feel like it's going to harm you, it won't. Here's a simple example. How many times have you had your heart broken? I've had it happen several times. And you know what? It sucked. And at the time, I thought there was nothing worse, and I just wanted it to go away. And yet, I got through it. I'm still very much alive, and I'm actually quite happy. So the next time you find yourself trying to avoid negative emotions, remember that they're just vibrations, and you'll get through this. You got this. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.